Chapter 2. The next morning, I went down to the kitchen as soon as Larry and Mom left for work. I knew it was the best time to avoid Larry, but as I finished my cereal, I heard someone at the front door. For a second, I thought he was back, and my heart started pounding. But when I peeked out the window, I saw Aunt Faye smiling at me. At least she was still on my side. "Good morning, Ben," she said, hugging me as soon as I opened the door. She was wearing a blue business suit and looked important, like the women on TV news. "I have a surprise for you," she announced, pausing to examine my face. "What happened to you? That bruise looks painful." "It's nothing," I said, almost without thinking. "I banged into a door frame when we were moving in." I was glad my jeans hid my legs. "Well, at least the move is over," Aunt Faye said. "If you're done with breakfast, I want you to come with me. We're going to visit your new school. I have an old friend there I'd like you to meet." My legs were still sore, and I didn't feel like meeting anyone, but I wasn't about to tell Aunt Faye that. Instead, I ran upstairs, changed into some fresh jeans and a clean t-shirt, and jumped into my aunt's gold Ford Focus. Aunt Faye drove for about 5 minutes before we turned into a parking lot next to a giant brick and cinder block school building, Bluford High School. I'd gone past it a few times, but never seen it this close. It was as big as Lincoln, but it also had a full-size outside track and its own football field surrounded by metal bleachers. There was even a sign next to the field. "Welcome to Bluford High School, home of the Buccaneers," it read. I started getting nervous, thinking about my first day, when Aunt Faye spoke up. "The person I want you to meet is Florence Spencer. She's the principal here, and she knows what she's doing. That's one good thing about your move," my aunt said as we got out of her car. "How do you know her?" I asked. "We used to work at the same school. Miss Spencer would teach all day and take graduate classes at night. She became Bluford's principal 3 years ago," Aunt Faye explained. "I thought you should meet each other before the start of the school year." For a second, Aunt Faye looked as if something was bothering her, but then it passed. Together, we walked across the parking lot, climbed a few concrete steps, and opened a heavy metal door. Inside was a shiny beige hallway with cinder block walls painted a dark orange. Aunt Faye walked right to a room marked Main Office. "Please tell Florence that Faye Jordan is here," she said to the secretary. Minutes later, a tall, thin woman with wire-rimmed glasses emerged, a big smile on her face. She and my aunt hugged, and then Aunt Faye turned to me. "Ben, I'd like you to meet Miss Spencer." "Nice to meet you," Miss Spencer said, shaking my hand. I was surprised at how strong her grip was. "I understand your grades have been very good at Lincoln," Miss Spencer continued. "It's no surprise if you've been living with your aunt for the last couple of years." "She keeps on me, Miss Spencer," I admitted. It was true. For years, Aunt Faye was telling me to study and to read. "Well, you'll be without your study coach from now on, but I'm sure you can do it on your own, Ben." Then she turned to Aunt Faye and said something that almost knocked me over. "So when are you leaving, Faye?" "Leaving?" I asked. Miss Spencer must have made a mistake. Aunt Faye winced. It was the same pained look I'd seen when we were outside. "In 2 weeks," she replied. "That's something Ben and I still need to talk about," she added, looking at me. "Ben, why don't you look around the school while Miss Spencer and I catch up a bit?" I nodded and left the office, my head spinning at the news. Where is Aunt Faye going? Was it far? How could she leave now? The questions kept coming as I wandered down the quiet hall, passing darkened classrooms and rows of empty lockers. I moved down the main corridor in a daze when I spotted an open door. Just then, someone rushed into the hallway. I was so surprised I stumbled backwards into a row of lockers.
"I'm so sorry,"
said a pretty girl with long braids, her arms loaded with stacks of green file folders. She was wearing jeans and a yellow t-shirt with the words Bluford Buccaneers in blue writing on it. It's all right, I said, a little embarrassed. You didn't know I was out here, I added, trying to sound relaxed.
Yeah, but I need to slow down. There's usually nobody here in the summer, so I'm used to having the hallway to myself, she said, looking at me closely. I hoped she wasn't staring at my bruised face. Are you a new office aide, too? She asked.
Office aide? I almost laughed.
No, I'm a transfer student. I'm about to start my sophomore year here.
For real?
The girl answered excitedly, shifting the stack of folders to her other arm.
That means we're both in the same class, or at least we will be in a few weeks. My name's Cindy, Cindy Gibson.
I'm Ben McKee. I'm glad you're in my class, because you're the only person I know in this whole school, I admitted. Cindy smiled, and for a second, Bluford's hallways suddenly seemed nicer. I wanted to keep talking to her, but I wasn't sure what to say.
So, what's Bluford like? Do you like it here?
It's okay.
You got all kinds of people here, you know. Just like any school, I guess,
Cindy confessed, pausing as if she was trying to decide what to tell me.
Last year, I was kind of hanging with the wrong crowd, she admitted, lowering her voice. I missed a lot of days and had to go to summer school. When I finished, the principal, Miss Spencer, gave me a job as an office aide. I think she was trying to keep me out of trouble. But she doesn't have to worry. That's all ancient history.
Ben, are you there? Aunt Faye called out, her voice cutting Cindy off. Cindy and I glanced toward the sound, just as Aunt Faye appeared at the far end of the hallway. Dressed in her suit, she looked strong and important, like she was Blueford's principal, not Miss Spencer.
That's your mom? Cindy asked.
I could hear the respect in her voice.
No, she's my aunt, I mumbled. Gotta go.
Cindy smiled, and again the empty hallway lit up. She looked so good standing there that for a second I didn't know what to say. Switching to Bluford didn't seem so bad anymore.
Well, it was nice meeting you, Ben, Cindy said. I guess I'll see you around in a couple of weeks, right?
Definitely, I replied, turning and following Aunt Faye toward the exit.
Who was that?
My aunt asked as we made our way out to her car.
Just some girl I met, that's all. Her name's Cindy, I answered.
Aunt Faye smiled at me, and I could feel my face getting warm. She started the car and pulled out of Blueford's parking lot.
I have a feeling this is going to be a good place for you, Ben. I just wish I was going to be here to see it, she said, her face suddenly very serious.
In all the excitement about Cindy, I'd almost forgotten what I'd learned in Miss Spencer's office. Now it hit me.
Where are you going? I asked.
I'm taking a trip back east to see Grandpa for a while.
I didn't tell you sooner because you already had your mom's marriage and the move to worry about. I figured that was enough,
Aunt Faye explained, putting her hand on my shoulder. Her touch hurt me inside. Part of me wanted to be angry at her for leaving, and another part wanted to stop her somehow. I barely knew my grandfather. He divorced my grandmother and moved to North Carolina when I was just 2 years old. When I was really little, he sent birthday cards, but that stopped when I was in second grade. Aunt Faye was the only one who stayed close to him. She told me last year he had Alzheimer's. Since then, she was always on the phone checking on him.
How long will you be gone? I asked,
barely able to look at her.
I'm not sure, baby, Aunt Faye replied, and I could see her eyes glimmer for a second. I don't want to leave you two, but Grandpa's slowly forgetting everything. I want to spend time with him while he still knows who I am, she explained. I couldn't imagine Aunt Faye being so far away. All my life she'd been the rock in our family, holding everything together no matter what tried to rip us apart. She saved us after my father walked out. I was just a little kid then, but I can still remember my parents fighting all the time just before he left. Afterward, Mom got depressed and stopped going to work. I don't know what we're going to do, baby,
Mom had said. I was only 6 years old, but I remember being hungry all the time, and the refrigerator was always empty.
Then one day, the power company shut off our lights. We were living in an apartment without electricity and getting our meals from a food bank when Aunt Faye finally rescued us.
"Geneva, you and Ben cannot live like this," she announced.
She'd come over for a surprise visit and found Mom and me sitting in the dark except for a few candles.
"Come on, you're both coming to stay with Grandma and me. Let's go right now,"
she'd said, picking me up easily in her strong arms. That was the day we moved for good. And it was the first time I can remember feeling safe. Now those days were gone, and Aunt Faye would be gone too.
"I'm sorry I have to go, but I know you understand," Aunt Faye said, breaking the sad silence that suddenly filled her car.
"I do," I said, nodding my head. There were no tears on my face, but inside I was crying.